Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. As the sun grudgingly ascends over the horizon, casting a pallid glow on a world hunched under the burden of neglect, we find ourselves recounting the tale of the last farm standing. Not so long ago, a mosaic of flourishing fields, brimming with life, painted our planet. Now a desolate earth gasps beneath our feet, beneath the agriculture apocalypse. Where there was once the buzz of bees and the whisper of wheat, there is silence, an eerie, haunting silence that tells a story of cataclysmic collapse. The farms that fed nations have withered into wastelands, an emblem of environmental despair. In this age, the concept of a pastoral paradise is nothing more than a cruel mirage. Let's delve into the heart of darkness, where the last bastions of bioculture are crumbling. Stories surface, a valiant farmer here, a scientist there, each striving to sow seeds of hope. But their efforts are as fragile as a morning dew, all too quickly evaporated by the searing heat of reality. These agricultural artisans are the new Sisyphus, pushing boulders of endurance against insurmountable odds. They speak of soil that no longer nourishes but rejects, of waters that don't quench but flood. The climate catastrophe, they pronounce, has brought forth an unyielding tyrant, drought. Thirsty grounds crack open, fissures forming like open wounds, silently screaming for salvation that never comes. Amidst tales of despair, we observe the feisty resilience of heritage seeds, collections of life encapsulated, waiting to initiate a future that may never arrive. Yet, even these flickers of genetic promise are menaced by a relentless foe, the apathetic atmosphere of our creation. As greenhouse gases choke out the light of diversity, what of the marketplaces? The communal hearths where harvests were once celebrated. They stand, but as hollowed husks, no vibrant conversations, no cries of sellers, no eclectic array of nature's bounties to behold. Into this void, scarcity whispers its seductive, poisonous tune, and hunger, the old specter, dances with renewed vigor. The intricate web that connected pollinators to plants, humans to the harvest, has been torn asunder. Pollinators, those winged wonders, are but memories in the minds of the old, their disappearance an obituary to synergy lost. With this, one must inquire, what fate awaits humanity when the age-old partnership between flora and fauna is forever severed? Envision a child born into this bleak world, never knowing the crunch of a fresh apple, the sweetness of a berry, the laughter in the fields. Our tongues may still recall these sensations, but soon, they will be just whispers in history, forgotten lore of a greener time. We're left to ponder a profound paradox. In striving to master nature, have we instead been ensnared in a trap of our own making? As the last farm standing fights an uphill battle, the dystopian symphony of collapse crescendos around us. We've painted a world not with strokes of greens and blues, but with ash and aridity. Is there beauty in this twilight of agriculture? Perhaps, in the resolute stance of those standing guard over their fields, the determined few who battle on in the face of our agriculture apocalypse. But let us not romanticize this resilience, for their fight is amongst shadows in a land where dawn no longer births hope. Where do we go from here, when the soils are barren, the seeds are spent, and the very air we breathe is a phantom's embrace? This is the narrative of the last farm standing. A dirge for the days of bounty, an elegy sung with fervor by those who refuse to surrender to the void.